when you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
All right, as man for woman, to the girl who was making eyes at me today on the bus.
Okay, all right. We get a lot of these on the bus. Yeah.
I saw you making eyes at me today on the bus. Thanks. It was a big boost to my self-esteem while I was on my way to get a haircut.
Nice.
In fact, your amorous glances almost made me second-guess my intentions.
Oh.
I'm not a particularly outgoing individual when it comes to flirtation, but I do know when to take a hint. Eye making is a big indicator that I should try to start a conversation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Here's the problem. You were listening to music.
Oh, dang it.
The tiny white iPod earbuds that were filling your head with tunes also served as an iron curtain between you making eyes at me and me starting a conversation.
Yeah, that is kind of a statement, like I don't want to talk to anybody.
Now, my first instinct was to guess that maybe you were not actually making eyes, but instead looking at me because I had a booger. Well,
oh.
I will have you know that upon arriving at the haircutter, I went into the bathroom to discover a boogerless under-nostril area.
Oh, good. We're good.
Furthermore, I could detect no glaring physical imperfections that would have caught your attention, especially from four seats away and across the aisle. This leads me to believe that you were, in fact, making eyes at me today on that bus.
Okay, I think that's a good deduction. He didn't see anything weird out of place that she might have been staring at, so maybe she just thinks he's cute.
It continues. So why, my friend, would you pursue making eyes at me today while on that bus, while still listening to your music? Are you also a shy flirter? If so, then I would say that we have something in common. In fact, we probably could have talked about how shy we are when it comes to flirting. But as I have already stressed, conversation was impossible as you were listening to music.
Right.
Maybe you were trying to idealize me to yourself. Maybe you thought that by speaking to me, you would shatter that perfect picture you had painted in your head.
I mean, this is what he is dissecting.
I know.
This
well, listen, time. I'm not perfect, but neither are you. I mean, can't two people just talk to each other and get to know each other and see where life takes them instead of being too afraid to pursue something for the fear that it may not work out?
I mean, all of this from a look.
He wraps it up by saying, I know what you were thinking. A house, right? A house with a white picket fence, three kids, a dog, and maybe a green Prius in the driveway. Hey, that sounds great. It sounds safe, pleasant, enjoyable. But listen, I'm 21 years old. I'm not ready to settle down yet. I've got dreams and plans. I just can't throw them all away for you.
Oh, well.
Listen, we had a moment back there, but that is in the past now.
Wait a second, are we breaking up already?
Another time, another place, sure, maybe we can make things work, but right now, I need to be my own man. I need to travel, adventure, sow my wild oats.
Get your haircut.
Get my haircut. So I'm sorry, but things just aren't going to work out. Maybe next time you make eyes at me on the bus, you would do so free-eared. Then, and only then, we can see where life takes us.
So that entire roller coaster happened because she had earbuds in and didn't strike up a conversation.
And he signs it Tom.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
so Tom went from, like, the house, the green Prius, the white picket fence, a dog, to we're breaking up. I got to be wild and sow my wild oats.
Yeah, that was a roller coaster there.
That was a lot. I mean, he basically made up an entire relationship in his head.
Yep.
And then broke up with her. And she doesn't know any of that happened.
Nope. That was
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Wow. Okay. Well, this is starting off a little aggressive. It's a woman for man. Let's get married tomorrow. Well, right?
Okay.
I mean, why not just state your intentions from the get-go?
Yep.
I needed to renew my license, and you were working behind the counter when you called my number, 57.
Oh.
My heart stopped when I saw how gorgeous, yet unassuming, you were with your glasses, combed hair, and smelling of Old Spice and tacos. Delicious. You and I exchanged glances, and I paid my registration and left, but not before you made a little joke about seeing me later.
Oh.
I don't remember anything else because I was transfixed and decided tomorrow I want to get married.
Wow.
Yep, to you.
Oh.
I'm attractive, not a psycho. Well, not completely. Winky face. I have a job, car, you know that. My own place. I'm very independent, and I never wanted to get married, ever. But life is pretty boring right now, and I feel like if I get married, or at least it's something exciting.
Oh, wow.
So you're probably wondering, if I'm all these great things, why don't I have a man?
Ah! Yeah, we're wondering.
I get asked that every time I go on a first date.
Oh.
The truth is, once I get too close with a man, I lose interest, stupidly.
Oh.
But I figure if I'm married to you, that means A, you're as spontaneous as I am, and B, I can't just walk away.
Oh, okay, that's a reason to get married.
Anyone should be allowed to get married to who they choose to get married for whatever reasons they choose. So what if I choose to marry a stranger who I only met for a few minutes while renewing my registration? Because you are who I'm looking for.
Oh.
So are you crazy enough to take a chance and marry the stranger who you obviously had an affection for at the county clerk's office? If so, great. Me too.
Okay.
I'm sure you could whip up a marriage license there. Hit me up. Let's make a beautiful life together.
Wow. So we had an entire relationship beginning, middle, and end with the first one on the bus.
Yeah.
And we had Herb seeing a guy at the county clerk's office and deciding, you know what? You're the guy for me. Let's get married.
He said, see you later.
Yeah, he did say, see you later.
She ran with that.
That was the open door.
Yeah, and she just thinks, you know what? If I'm married, I can't run away.
That's right.
A great plan.
Wow. I say 10 out of 10, these are not going to work out.
Oh.
Yeah. So dang sorry. It. That was
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Can't blame them for trying.
Right.